I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, the NFL is heading into playoff season, and some people say the sport still needs to take a closer look at the very serious issue of head trauma. The ladies of the beauty shop will tackle that and other news of the week in just a few minutes. But first, the Iowa caucuses. They were the closest on record. A mere 8 votes took former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney to victory over runner-up Rick Santorum, the former senator from Pennsylvania. The GOP presidential candidates move on to New Hampshire and South Carolina next. So we are going to take a look at what last night's results might mean for the rest of the race. Here to do that are two of our veteran political observers. Cynthia Tucker is with us. She's a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. She's now a journalism professor at the University of Georgia. Welcome back to the program, Cynthia.
Thanks, Michelle.
Also with us, Matthew Continetti. He's a contributing editor of the Weekly Standard. Matthew, welcome back to you as well.
Good to be here.
And Happy New Year to you both.
You too.
Thanks.
So let's start with the results, and let me just play a short clip of Mitt Romney's speech from last night. Let's take a listen.
Thank you, Iowa, for the great send-off you're giving to us and to the others in this campaign. Look, this is a campaign night where America wins. We're going to change the White House and get America back on track.
Matthew, I'm going to start with you. What was the bigger surprise, that Mitt Romney pulled off a victory, even a close one, that Rick Santorum finished second, or that it was as close as it was?
Well, Mitt Romney's not a gambling man, but if I were him, I'd play the number 8, because that's a pretty lucky number for him. 8 votes, amazing. And clearly the big surprise is Rick Santorum. In the course of, 10 days, he surges from the back of the pack to basically tie. And, of course, the media will interpret this rightly, I think, as basically a Santorum victory. And so the question is, can he consolidate the social conservative vote and become that mano-a-mano challenger to Mitt Romney?
Mm. Cynthia, what's the news of the night for you?
Well, I think you have to give Mitt Romney his due here. Just 2 months back, Michelle, I remember saying that nobody really expected Mitt Romney to win Iowa, that a second-place finish would stand him in good stead. And he may have won ugly, and yes, Matthew's right, it's a virtual tie, but he did well in Iowa and has a boost where he didn't really need it going into New Hampshire. I have to say, though, that Mitt Romney got some help from his rivals. I think that when the books are written on this campaign, reporters will talk a lot about the fact that Romney's rivals mostly concentrated their fire on each other and not on him. He didn't have to deal with much incoming from rival camps. So he got to run a race with very little fire directed toward him while his rivals concentrated on each other. And I think that allowed him to go into the front of the pack.
Well, what about Rick Santorum? The same is really true of Rick Santorum, isn't it? I mean, Matthew, he did not have much fire directed his way because his surge came late. So he didn't get the barrage of negative ads that was directed to Newt Gingrich, for example. And let me just play a short clip from Rick Santorum so people can hear his voice. He was in his speech last night, he talked about his grandfather, who was an immigrant from Italy, who came to this country to find work as a coal miner. Let's listen.
He ended up continuing to work in those mines until he was 72 years old. I'll never forget the first time I saw someone who had died. It was my grandfather. And I knelt next to his coffin, and all I could do is look at his hands. And all I could think was, those hands dug freedom for me.
So it had to have been a good night for him. But Matthew, you have to ask, can he sustain this momentum? I mean, first of all, he couldn't defend his own Senate seat, defeated for re-election in Pennsylvania, which is an important and big state, a swing state, you know, lots of votes. Does he have a message? And he put a lot of effort into Iowa. I mean, people say that he was seen in every donut shop, you know, across the state. So clearly he did his homework in Iowa. But can he sustain this through the rest of the race? What's your take?
Well, I mean, certainly by the textbook, Mitt Romney is well positioned for the long haul. Santorum doesn't have the organization. He doesn't have the money. And on the other hand, he does have two things that I think are important. One is he connects to very conservative voters, of which there's a significant number in the Republican Party. He's a social conservative, a committed social conservative. And the social conservatives have always had doubts about Mitt Romney. And then secondly, you notice in that clip that we just played his working class roots. And the Republican Party is increasingly the party of the white working class. These are white voters without a college degree. And they have not responded to Romney at all. They didn't respond to him in 2008. They're not responding to him now. And the reason why they haven't gone for somebody else is that they've been split. Now, as we see other candidates remove themselves, the question to me is, do they rally around someone like Rick Santorum, who is primed, I think, to gain their support?
Cynthia, what do you think?
I think that Rick Santorum is in a very good place to win the support of those voters that Matthew just referred to, especially those who had given their support to others who will be dropping out after disappointing results in Iowa. But I also think money still matters. And Mitt Romney is the candidate with a whole heap of money. He's been running, after all, since 2008. He really never stopped running. He's got money for organization. He's got money for advertising. And that will make a huge difference. Rick Santorum, I don't think, will be able to catch up with the huge leap in front that Mitt Romney has been able to build up over several years of running a campaign.
We're talking about last night's Iowa caucus results, and we're looking ahead to New Hampshire and South Carolina with Cynthia Tucker, journalism professor at the University of Georgia, a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. That's who was speaking just now. Also with us, Matthew Continetti, a contributing editor for the Weekly Standard. What about that, Matthew?
Well,
Cynthia says he can't catch up.
Maybe he won't, but I will say, if money is the most important thing in politics, then the winner of the Iowa caucus should have been Rick Perry, who spent millions and millions and millions of dollars in Iowa and came out with Bupkis. And so money isn't everything. At the end of the day, you're going to have some type of gut connection with voters. And what is just so striking to me is that Mitt Romney actually lost ground in the last 4 years in Iowa. He's received fewer votes this time, despite being the establishment frontrunner.
But he's heading – would you argue he's heading to friendlier territory with New Hampshire? I mean, you know, a neighboring state to Massachusetts where he was governor. Not the most beloved figure in Massachusetts. I mean, people – you know, his successor, Deval Patrick, a Democrat, referred to him as a recreational governor who sort of only landed there long enough to sort of set himself up to run for president. But be that as it may, he won Massachusetts last time. New Hampshire, you know, a neighbor. What do you think?
Romney's certainly has a huge lead, according to the polls in New Hampshire. But politics is a dynamic process. And I fully expect, just as we saw in Iowa, that Romney's lead is going to start collapsing in New Hampshire. And other people are going to move up to perhaps not beat him, but at least be competitive. I mean, the result yesterday is just amazingly muddied. And the one person we haven't talked about so far, Ron Paul, I think, is primed to do very well in New Hampshire because his support that we saw yesterday is from young people, independents, and Democrats who crossed over to vote in a Republican contest. And what happens in New Hampshire? Year and year again, those independents and Democrats come out and decide who wins the New Hampshire primary.
Cynthia, what do you think? I mean, so, well, you heard what Matthew had to say. And also, you know, South Carolina seems to me that would be friendly territory for Rick Santorum as well. What do you think? What's next?
I think South Carolina will be very friendly territory for Rick Santorum. I think he might well win South Carolina. I think that Matthew's right that Ron Paul is likely to be the one who gives Romney the bigger challenge in New Hampshire. But here's what I think Mitt Romney's biggest problem is going forward. I think he is still in the better position for the long haul. This is still looks like a long primary season ahead. He's in a good position to in every state. He has organization. But Rick Santorum is going, obviously, challenging him among social conservatives. Mitt Romney is going to be very tempted to move even further to the right to try to win the affection of more of those social conservatives. And that will show him, I think, to be more inconsistent in his political philosophy, because remember, he was a moderate in Massachusetts. He was a pro-choice politician just a few years ago. So the challenge for Mitt Romney is how to fend off Rick Santorum, without picking up extremely conservative positions, which make him seem inauthentic and which will not stand him in good stead in a general election.
All right. More to come. More to come. A good year for us. It's always a good year for us, isn't it? Political reporters, talk show hosts.
It certainly is.
Oh, we always have something to talk about. Matthew Continetti is a contributing editor of the Weekly Standard. He was kind enough to join us here in our Washington, D.C. studios. Cynthia Tucker is a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and journalism professor at the University of Georgia. She joined us from Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta. Thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.